This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the European Union, tourism generates, here's the figure, $635 billion per year. But there are concerns that climate change is hitting the tourism industry, particularly in Mediterranean countries. The BBC's Guy Hedgko reports from Benidorm on Spain's Mediterranean coast.
Temperatures are increasing in the Mediterranean 20% faster than the global average. Last summer, Spain had four heat waves, during which temperatures exceeded 40 Celsius in many parts of the country. Such conditions are likely to have an impact on tourism.
I'm by the swimming pool of the Bellroy Hotel in Benidorm, and I'm here to meet the hotel's owner, Federico Fuster, who is also the president of the local hotel association.
Federico says that he notices the change in the climate here.
We used to have way smoother nights. The temperature used to go down a little bit and we have a little rest at night, right? But this summer, for 20, 25 days, that didn't happen.
Federico is worried about climate change, but he does see a possible upside for the tourism industry in the way that seasonal behaviour is changing.
We have a never-ending spring. It's a very good temperature, a lot of tourism, so the business is going really well also in the lowest season. So maybe in the future we will have way more people coming to our destination in winter and autumn and not that much in summer.
And of course, other countries in southern Europe are seeing similar phenomena. Like Spain, the south of France, Italy and Greece have all seen extremely high temperatures in recent summers, along with devastating wildfires. And the science suggests these are not freak events. Marta Almarcha is a meteorologist at the company eltiempo.es.
La tendencia para los próximos años es que los veranos se sigan alargando.
The tendency over the coming years will be longer summers, starting earlier and finishing later, and we will have longer, more intense heat waves.
Olas de calor más largas, más intensas, y también aumenten en frecuencia.
The possibility of extreme heat now seems to be influencing where many holidaymakers go. Since the pandemic, cooler destinations like Denmark and Iceland have been particularly popular. Miguel Mirones is president of the Institute for Spanish Tourism Quality.
Pero todo esto es un movimiento que se está produciendo, como digo, lentamente en los movimientos.
We are seeing a gradual but sustained trend that suggests more and more people are traveling to the north of Spain and to the north of Europe, and that this is something that is going to continue over time.
Se pueden consolidar en el tiempo.
Miguel expects a shift away from pure sun and sand holidays in southern Europe towards vacations based on activities like wellness or gastronomy. It's still too soon to know the full impact of climate change on tourism, but it could be that Mediterranean resorts like Benidorm will face competition from places not known for their sunshine. I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgko for Marketplace.